Now back to Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen, two guys who always tear up at the end of Finding Nemo.
You're listening to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, only on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and we're talking this morning with Dr. Mark Williamson, who is the owner of the Lansing Veterinary Medical Center, and he is the emergency doc who gets to deal with all of the unfortunate, unforeseen circumstances that always happen when you don't expect them, when everything isn't going on. Mm-hmm. And God, I just don't know how you do it, but every time you're in, I always thank you, Dr. Williamson, because it's such an important role that you play.
Well, thanks.
Before the break, we were talking about the combination of care credit with pet insurance and how that can completely take the financial situation away. Can you describe exactly how those two programs work in tandem?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a great marriage. First, you already have to have your pet insurance policy on board. But care credit is really simply a medical credit card for you and your pet. And if you have a care credit policy, you're going to hit same as cash for up to 6 months. And so that means you come on in an emergency facility, you need to have that animal treated, and you are, you know, have care credit. You're not paying one, you know, dime right then and there. You're going to get a statement within 30 days. You go ahead and submit that invoice that you just paid for to your insurance company. You're going to get reimbursed most times before your first payment is due to care credit. And so you've already paid that policy on off, and then you just have your deductible left over. So I think together they can kind of work very well so that you're having to spend very minimal dollars and cents at the time of an emergency to get the care you need.
You know, one thing I was thinking about is that without pet insurance, for somebody that's at, you know, an average income level, our thought process is just natural. We think of, you know, how do we get by to the next day? And I'll bet you 10 to 1, there's a big difference in what veterinarian gets shopped when you don't have insurance than when you do. That is, I'm thinking of your facility. In order to be an efficient, effective, appropriate emergency vet clinic, you probably have to incur some pretty serious costs to be able to respond to that. And even your day-to-day vet, your 9-to-5 or whatever, the good ones are actually going to charge more and have the best chance to give you the best of service. But the kicker to that is they're going to charge a bit more coming into the door because they have that facility cost. Maybe they have higher learning education that they have to pay for, which is exactly what you're going to them for. You're not going to them to do a procedure. You're going to them for their expertise, yours as well. You know, I would have to imagine without pet insurance, the first thing they're going to be doing, it kind of reminds me of that plumber commercial where the guy's knee high in water.
You can pay and he gives now or you can pay
well,
later.
Well, yeah, he's standing at the door and the guy's like, okay, so it's this much. And he says, okay, well, I'll get a few more bids, you know, as the entire world falls behind him. And in the same way goes to that. The dollars all go to the vet that doesn't put in all the extra time because the persons that are shopping can't immediately afford that. So they think, and that's the last time you want to be looking for the cheapest place to go, right?
Absolutely. And that does happen. I think that, you know, all of us, you know, look at our budget a lot more seriously than maybe we have in the past. And if you are in a situation that pet care needs to be done today and you don't have the opportunity to shop around, you know, you're maybe in a tough situation. On the other hand, if you are paying a small amount monthly into something that you know you're going to get reimbursed for care, you're shopping around for even that preventive care in a different mind frame. You're looking for a place that's going to provide that expertise you're saying, that you're going to trust even more versus the one that fits the budget at that point in time.
And
that can actually, you know, come out in the long run where that pet is going to live longer. It's going to be healthier and happier. So definitely for the, you know, for everybody who has on a tight budget, it's even more important to put aside a little bit towards a pet insurance policy so that you can go out and seek the best care you can find.
Right. And I do find that from time to time, it's amazing what people will pay for a veterinarian procedure in spite of the fact they literally have no money in the bank. And mm-hmm. and that's equally an awkward situation. You know, you're living beyond your means and you're doing what you have to because you're emotionally attached, but you aren't in the position to do that. And if you could have just planned ahead,
absolutely.
You're making the right decision, but mm-hmm. you're also making the heartfelt decision that you're looking to do.
Yeah. You know, and I think, you know, just to kind of take that one step further, you know, is when we are looking at adding that, you know, pet to our family, it's an important family member. Some people get emotionally attached to a certain type of mm-hmm. you know, breed. And it's very easy for them to go ahead and look at that short-term type thing as, you know, the expense to buy that puppy or purchase it, you know, could be hundreds of dollars. Mm-hmm. And they think that's over and done with. Now all I got to do is buy some food, you know. And if they could look at also budgeting what the veterinary care is going to be, you know, is going to be even more important.
Yeah. And maybe the cost of a half a tank of gas.
Exactly right.
Right.
Exactly right.
Right. Right.
But yeah, but at the same time, when you think about the other ancillaries that go into it, where people invest time and effort in obedience school to get their dogs properly trained, they go to these wonderful grooming facilities. And again, this is a detail that is going to be more important at a key moment than any of these other factors. Mm-hmm. Not saying that obedience isn't crucial, because mm-hmm. it is. Mm-hmm. But again, being able to give the proper medical care is really an important step, and it's something that you've got to be prepared for. And to me, it just makes no sense to not take this step and do this when you've got these very heartfelt animals. And frankly, it's not just dogs. I mean, I would imagine for some of the nicer cats that I know you guys have sold, Rick, and some of the birds, I just would imagine that it makes a lot of sense that these animals are going to be around a long time. Keep them around a long time. Just take this step.
Well, I think, you know, one of the problems is that nobody wants to go up to the unfun bar and discuss with the bartender, you know, I want that, you know, I want that uncomfortable drink. You know, we don't want to think about the fact that this might happen down the road and we have to plan ahead. It's a lot funner to think about, you know, I want to buy a pet toy, I want to buy the food. It's kind of that's the bar we want to belly up to, and we feel immediate gratification. But the reality is this is the bar we all have to shimmy up to. We do it for other purposes, you know, life insurance, health insurance at work. You can think of an endless amount, you know, funeral arrangements, things like that. You know, things that really make a whole lot of dollars and cents, but we just don't like to, you know, we just don't like to go to that bar.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I understand, but there is always the morning after. and you do have to give some consideration there. Dr. Williamson, while we've got you in the studio, I kind of want to shift gears a little bit with you. We're getting into the colder weather. We're getting into a little bit of a change in season. Mm-hmm. The leaves are coming down again. Last year, I considered you to be a prophet when you said that it's baked into the cake this year that we're going to have a bad flea and tick season. Mm-hmm. Give us a clue what's going on in terms of what should people be looking to prevent to protect their animals during this fall when the leaves are coming down and it's getting colder outside.
Okay, well, there's a couple of things that the fall brings about that we need to be very prepared for. You know, this is coming close to that time of the flea season people forget about, but this is the important time. Those fleas are trying to get indoors, and so flea prevention right now is much more important than it would be, you know, come even January, February. You don't want your home infested with that. So we say it all the time, but fleas are an important part. The other part is some toxins, some things that, you know, people are getting ready for the wintertime. They're flushing their radiators on out. Antifreeze is still one of the most potent toxins our pets can get into, and so we want to prevent against that. Another one is as it gets colder, more and more of us are finding that little rodents are coming through our home, and there's a lot of products out there that help treat those. And we see a tremendous increase in how many animals we need to detoxify and treat for rodenticide toxicity, DECON. You know, because we just don't want, you know, those animals, you know, the rats and the mice running through our homes. And so those are probably the ones that are the most important, you know, coming up in the fall.
Well, Doctor, I want to thank you for coming in and sharing your insight with us. Rick, I swear we have the same problem every week at this time, which is that we're out of time, and I still have so many questions that I want to ask. So
let's just go to the next hour.
I'll just have to bottle them up until next weekend. So on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and my co-host in the studio, Rick Pruse, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. We'll see you next weekend for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And please, please take good care of your pets. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts. Jungle, welcome to-